400 million is a really big number, but it's also important to put a face on this 400 million. And many of these actually are not able to access services because they are poor or marginalized or disadvantaged. They cannot access because they don't have enough to pay for whatever will be charged if, for example, they have to pay for the drugs or for the vaccines. It is also very possible that they are living quite far away and that there are not enough facilities and they don't have the money to actually go to the health facilities as well.
What impact does all of this have on healthcare?
The impact is more on the health of the people themselves. So you have a lot of deaths which could have been prevented, a lot of illnesses which could have been prevented, a lot of disability which could have been prevented. So these interventions like family planning, access to quality childbirth, and also access to antiretroviral therapy, access to water, access to good sanitation. All of these are really basic, and it all means that there is nothing which is already available today, which is quite basic, and which should actually be provided to all of these peoples.
What do the World Health Organization and the World Bank Group hope that this report will accomplish?
It hopes to draw attention to this problem of universal health coverage, which is actually already suggested to be one of the sub-goals. The other thing that we want to say about universal health coverage, and if I may segue into that second part, is that it's not just about access to services. So we said 400 million do not access services, but actually there is still a problem when people access services. They fall into financial catastrophe when they get sick and they have to access services. And that's quite a big amount for many of the people. Two things for universal health coverage. One is when they are sick, they should have access to quality health care, whether this is preventive, curative, palliative, or rehabilitative. They should have access to these basic services. And we're saying 80% of them should have access to these basic services. The other part is when they access services, they should not suffer financial catastrophe or be pushed into poverty because of accessing services.